and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
The news at 18 hours, the headlines. Vice President urges Zambians to embrace Dr. Kaunda's values. Zambia, South Africa Fuel Corporation on mining and space research. And in international news, Kenya's leader backtracks after comments mocking Nigerians' English.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
Good evening, and now the news in detail. Vice President Mthale Nalumango has urged citizens to draw inspiration from Zambia's first president, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, describing him as a patriot and a champion of peace. Mrs. Nalumango said Zambians should reflect on his values as the country prepares for the upcoming general election, calling on citizens to promote and protect national unity with the same determination Dr. Kaunda demonstrated during his leadership. She has noted that this is especially important during the election period when divisions can easily arise if not properly managed. Speaking during a special church service commemorating Kenneth Kaunda Day at the Anglican Cathedral of the Holy Cross, the Vice President has emphasized the need to honor Dr. Kaunda's legacy by embracing patriotism and peace for the nation's continued prosperity.
Let us honor his legacy by being patriotic and embracing peace for our national prosperity. Kaunda's legacy calls us to be champions of peace. Let us protect and promote our national unity with the same determination that Dr. Kaunda demonstrated. This is particularly important as we head towards the general election. That as we go to vote, remember what we have learned from KK. Remember, you do it in love.
Meanwhile, Anglican Cathedral of the Holy Cross Archbishop Albert Chana has urged politicians across all political parties to promote peace and love regardless of political affiliation, stressing that national interest must come first.
As Zambians, we should not allow anything to create pandemonium, to create division, to create hardship. For Zambia, we thank God. And we should not take that for granted. Hence, we have an obligation, each one of us, from the church, we should now begin to preach peace and unity. No matter what political party you belong to, no matter what disagreements you might have, no matter what philosophy you might have, no matter what type of thinking you might have, put Zambia first.
Zambia and South Africa have agreed to collaborate in advancing research in the mining sector, space research, and the value addition of minerals. Speaking at a press briefing, Technology and Science Minister Felix Mutati said Zambia is committed to deepening collaboration with South Africa to foster development. Mr. Mutati said technology will play a crucial role in advancing the value addition agenda in the mining sector as well as other key economic sectors.
And that South Africa is a little bit ahead of us, and that Zambia will not shy to go and work with those that are ahead of us in order not only to play catch-up, but to minimize the additional cost of investment into research and development. So we're going to work together in mining, value addition. Number two, how we can translate indigenous knowledge into output to deal with the challenges of diseases and other things that we face as Africans. And the third thing that we've agreed upon is to continue capacity building at institutional level.
Meanwhile, South Africa's Science, Technology and Innovation Minister Dr. Blade Nzimande has emphasized that technology is crucial to the growth of both economies and the enhancement of trade.
Now, what we all do for diamonds, we take it outside, raw. When it comes back, it's sold to us as rings and necklaces, and it's so expensive. We don't even recognize that actually this product originally came from our own mind. We think this is important in terms of really the total liberation and independence of our continent, that the things that we have must be beneficiated here. Related to that, of course, is the commercialization of the research that we need to do in this area, so that we are able to innovate and be able to grow our economy. Anyway, no country will be able to move forward today without science, technology and innovation.
Governance expert Ruben Lifuka has described Cabinet's approval of the Criminal Assets Management Bill 2025 as a progressive step in the management of assets forfeited to the state. Cabinet recently approved, in principle, the introduction of the bill to Parliament, which aims to promote the effective and efficient management and disposal of illicitly acquired assets. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Lifuka said the proposed law will be crucial in safeguarding resources and preserving the value of assets forfeited to the state. He has welcomed the move, noting that it is long overdue and will play a key role in ensuring the effective disposal of such assets.
It is a welcome development, and this is long overdue given the thrust of the anti-corruption reform, which focuses on asset recovery. One of the challenges that have been noted over the years, including by the IMF through the governance administrative study, is the weakness in management of assets that have been seized from those that illicitly acquired. Zambia needs to maintain value for the assets that it recovers, and such an agency is extremely important. And there are various examples around the world of how such agencies work. One prays that this will be dealt with expeditiously, and institutional support will be provided.
Lusaka-based musician Madaliso Piri, popularly known as Daliso Mwana Wamu Komboni, has been charged with dangerous driving and driving under the influence of alcohol, contrary to the laws of Zambia, following a road traffic accident involving a Zambia Police Service motorbike. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi has also confirmed that Mr. Piri has been charged with driving a motor vehicle without a road license, tax, fitness certificate and a third-party compulsory insurance contrary to the Road Traffic Act. Mr. Chilavi said the accident occurred yesterday around 23 hours along Mosio Senior Road opposite Puma Police Station. He said involved was Inspector Kuvisa Mbuye, 39, of Lusaka, who was riding a Zambia Police BMW motorbike and sustained slight injuries and was rushed to Mana Soko Military Hospital, where he is receiving treatment. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
Madaliso has been formally charged and arrested with the following offences: dangerous driving contrary to Section 155, Subsection 1 and 2 of the Road Traffic Act No. 11 of 2002, driving a motor vehicle while under the influence of intoxicating liquor or alcohol contrary to Section 1571 of the Road Traffic Act No. 11 of 2002, driving a motor vehicle without a road license or tax contrary to Section 30, Subsection 1 and 2 of the Road Traffic Act, no fitness certificate contrary to Section 23.1 of the Road Traffic Act No. 11 of 2002.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development has called on government to provide an update on the proposed partnership between Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo to manufacture electric vehicle batteries. The initiative is expected to lead to the establishment of a battery manufacturing plant, positioning Zambia as a key player in the electric vehicle value chain. CPPD Executive Director Isaac Maipopo says that more than 4 years have passed since the government first announced plans to enter into the partnership. Mr. Maipopo notes that despite the initial high expectations, there has been little clarity on the project's progress, with minimal visible activity on the ground.
I would like to call on government to provide an update with regards to the DRC Zambia partnership for the manufacturing of EV batteries. It's now been over 4 years since